It was a good night to be a fan of close curling games during the most recent round of action in the original 16 cash league. All five contests ended up reaching the later ends in action from the Moose Jaw Curling Center on Wednesday night, with a handful of interesting results. Protect Studios, Tyler Krupski, 9-4, continued their ascension in the standings, moving into sole possession of second place thanks to an 8-3 win over John's Music, Ryan Wenarchik, 6-8. Krupski got off to a great start, taking a 3-0 lead through three ends, but Wenarchik tied things up over the next two frames. Krupski took control from there, though, putting up three in the sixth and stealing two in the seventh to secure the win. BTN Chartered Accountants, Penny Barker, 13-0, remained unbeaten thanks to a 7-4 victory over Pup's Parlor, Jaden Miller, 7-6. The two teams exchanged deuces in the first two ends and single points in the third and fourth before Barker took control with a steal of two in the fifth. Miller got one back in the sixth to make it a 5-4 game, but Barker would finish things off with another two in the seventh. Kaltire, Dustin Walichuk, 6-8, had the upset of the night as they took an 8-4 win over Matt Froelich, 8-5. A fast start was the key to Walichuk's success, as he led 3-0 through 2 and after Froelich picked up a pair in the third, extended his lead to 6-2 through 5. Froelich got back within a pair with a deuce in the sixth, but another two from Walichuk in the seventh brought things to an early end. RK Sunview Farms, Dane Heisler, 0-13, came oh so close to their first win of the season but ended up dropping a 6-4 decision to EMJ Marketing, Joe Gunnis, 4-10. Heisler led 3-0 through 2 and 4-2 through 5 ends, but Gunnis got back on track from there. He'd put up a pair in the 6th end and steal another 2 in the 7th before running Heisler out of rocks in the 8th. The other contest on the night was also a doozy, as Fountain Tire, Barry Silk, 5-9, scored a pair in the 7th end and would go on to a 5-4 victory over Pro Tech Electric, Stan Barnsley, 6-7. Silk scored a single point in the second and the two teams exchanged deuces in the third and fourth. Barnsley tied the game in the fifth and stole another in the sixth, leading to Silk's game-winning pair in the seventh. KMS Construction, Ben Gamble, 8-2, defaulted their game against Rod Montgomery, 7-7. League action continues every Wednesday night at the Moose Jaw Curling Center.